Hello everyone, myself Dr. Atul Pawar, with 14 years of experience into healthcare management and operations. We'll deal with the chapter 9, telehealth and its impact on revenue cycle management. Introduction to telehealth. Telehealth transforms healthcare delivery through remote services and technologies. Various platforms like video, monitoring, apps and wearable facilities are facilitated through telehealth. Its implications enhances the patient care, access and revenue streams for healthcare providers. Telehealth bridges the geographical gaps, offering services beyond the traditional setting. Remote consultation, monitoring, interventions redefine healthcare accessibility and efficiency. Understanding of the telehealth. Basically, telehealth comprises of diversified remote services and platforms for patients' care delivery. Real-time interaction between patients and providers eliminate the geographical barriers. Example, a telehealth service including into the education, therapy or consultations would be a classic example of how exactly the telehealth services are being provided to a patient. Virtual platform which facilitates the medical advice, remote monitoring and follow-up care. Access to specialist or healthcare services increases regardless of locations or time constraints. Patients gain convenient access to healthcare from comfort of their home. Telehealth expands reach and particularly to the remote and unreserved areas. The timely medical services and advices, interventions improve the patient's outcome and satisfaction. Continuity of care strengthens through regular communications and remote monitoring. Effective chronic disease management reduces the hospital admission and healthcare cost. What are the challenges basically which are being considered in telehealth? The regulatory or reimbursement complexity which impact the telehealth adaptation and sustainability. Technological barriers including connectivity issue which may hinder the telehealth services. Privacy or security concerns which arise regarding the patient data information transmission and storage. Disparities in digital health access, which highlights the need of equality of the telehealth solution, and ensuring the compliance with privacy of the laws and regulation, which is also critical in telehealth services success. Evolution of the telehealth. Telehealth originated to aid remote areas access medical access, which evolved significantly over the time. Initially assisting distant population, telehealth now encompasses various healthcare services. Technological advancement, including improved communication, digital health tools, propelled the telehealth's growth. Historic telehealth milestones include radiological image transfer in 1940s and widespread of telemedicine use in 1960s. Telehealth evolution continued with video chat programs replacing many in-person care scenarios. So, just to give a brief about how the telehealth services or telehealth medicine history has evolved. In 1950s, basically, we started with transmission of the records or probably innovations of the patients. In 1980s, we went one step ahead with NASA implementing some telehealth services to the people who are on the space missions. In 1980s and 90s, due to use of PCs or having computers integrated into the system of healthcare, more relevance of how exactly the voice modelings or how the data encryptions would happen for telehealth services. With 2010 integration, the integrations of how exactly the telehealth services could be provided across the globe could be taken into consideration, and in 2018 with the involvement of internet and video counseling, the integration of video element into the telemedicine's integration started. During COVID-19, basically, telehealth was at peak where COVID-19 pandemic accelerated the telehealth adaptation with in-person visits. Regulatory changes like CARES Act expanded the telehealth access and service during pandemic. Telehealth usage surged during this COVID-19, making it a significant portion of the healthcare appointments. The pandemic provided a reassessment of telehealth performance, with many healthcare professionals recognizing its value. The future integration into healthcare system is likely to do its accessibility and convenience for the patients and providers be alike. The introduction of the telehealth technologies. Telehealth technologies revolutionize the healthcare delivery, enhancing the accessibility and efficiency. The range from remote consultation to virtual monitoring and utilizing the data communications. This overview explores the various telehealth tools, highlighting benefits, challenge and application. The benefit, challenge and applications are basically due to facilitate the remote collaborations among healthcare professionals and improving care coordination. The integration of the telehealth platforms with EHR enhances the data sharing and continuity of the care. As an overview of telehealth technology, it encompasses the diversified tools of remote patient care access and communications, the video conferencing, secure messaging, remote monitoring devices and mobile apps. They are enabling tools for having a telehealth technologies implemented. This also enables a virtual consultation, remote monitoring and real-time personalized care delivery. Overcoming the geographical backgrounds, the ensuring of the healthcare facilities at different locations is possible. Telehealth medicine cards equipped with diagnostic tools which enhance the remote diagnosis and treatment capabilities. The modalities basically of the telehealth are different methods used to deliver the remote healthcare services effectively. Synchronization of the telehealth involves real-time interactions with the video conferencing or call, or communication via secure messaging or electronic records. It also ensures how the utilization of the wearable device to track the health metrics remotely, and storing and forwarding of the patient's data with images for consultations and diagnosis purposes. What are exact benefits which telehealth technologies and modalities would bring into the system? Telehealth enables the easy access to medical help without the need for travel, saving time and money for the patient. Patient can consult doctors remotely and ensure a timely medical advice with interventions. The streamlines basically have a doctor-patient communication enhanced effectiveness and patient satisfaction. It helps patients in remote area or places with limited medical care access to improve the accessibility. It also reduces the healthcare cost and prevents an unnecessary hospital visit and prompts a community health benefit. Most of the important aspect of telehealth is the challenges which are to be considered. The regulatory implementation of how exactly telehealth adaptation and sustainability would come into reimbursement purposes of the insurance. Privacy and security concerns regarding sensitivity data of the patients, which has to be addressed. And technological limitations such as poor connectivity in some of the rural parts of the country, which may affect the telehealth services. There are some socio-economic disparities about language barriers which would face an equitable telehealth challenge. There has to be a proper providing of training of workflow integration about how the planning of successful telehealth adaptation would come into place and utilization of the telehealth services. What exactly are the application of the telehealth service technologies? Mostly in primary care, telehealth service facilities could route into checkups or follow-up visit or chronic condition management through telehealth services. There could be specialty care benefit from telehealth access to specialties, mental health services and rehabilitation therapies. To improve access in healthcare of rural underserved community, reducing the time travel burden and enhancing the care coordination. It also helps in post-operative care, enabling patient to receive remote monitoring and follow-up consultations after surgeries. Also, management of providing access to online resources and interactive tools for health promotions. There is always a future for telehealth with emerging technologies like AI and machine learning, Virtual reality holds a promising tool for enhancing the telehealth capability. Innovations will enable more personalized and immersive healthcare expertise for the patients. Healthcare organizations must remain agile, addressing the regulatory and ethical considerations for sustainable telehealth integration. Telehealth promises accessibility, efficiency, equitability of healthcare for all shapes and sizes in near future in patient-centered care approach. The technology basically transforms healthcare offering accessibility and efficiency of the patients to the providers. It has evolved a bridge of geographical distances and ensure a high quality care delivery services regarding of the locations. The prime example of it is Bombay Hospital, which has its branch in Indore, which provides a telehealth consultations to the patient accessing to the Bombay Hospital out here in Mumbai. Whereas also Aditya Birla Hospitals, which are coming up with a remote telehealth services network across all diversified C-grade or D-grade cities in India. The promise of future with accessibility, efficient and equitability healthcare delivery drives a continued evolution of the telehealth. Telehealth revolutionized the healthcare, ushering in a new era of patient-centered care and improved healthcare outcomes. Introduction to the legal and regulatory consideration in the telehealth. Telehealth offers flexibility and accessibility in healthcare delivery. Legal and regulatory challenges exist to ensure patient safety and compliance. We will explore key legal aspects and challenges in telehealth implementation. Compliance with legal and regulatory frameworks is essential in telehealth success. Navigating the regulatory landscape requires a collaboration between policymakers and a healthcare stakeholder. Understanding the legal consideration, which helps the healthcare operations to deploy a telehealth service effectively. Telehealth medicine license and credentiality. Providers need a license across the state lines, posing barriers in healthcare delivery. All state medical boards governing license are not applicable in interstate health telehealth services. So this proves a legal credentiality part in telehealth medicine licensing. Healthcare organization must ensure providing compliance with state regulations. So all the licensed medical practitioners has to have a boundary certified only for the state level compliances. The telemedicine licenses compacts to aim streamline licensing procedures for providers. It also requires a vary between states and implicating the telehealth practitioners access to beyond the state compliances. It also requires a clear policies on providing licenses and credential procedures across all the state level licensing authorities. Reimbursement and payment policies. Currently, under the IRDA policies, reimbursement policies may vary for all the disparities in coverage of the payment of telehealth services. The healthcare organization navigate complex billing requirement. So policies of the telehealth service has to be precise. Understanding the state laws and payer policy, it is essential to successfully reimburse these policies and implement these policies. There is a value-based payment structure model and incentive of telehealth adaptation with reimbursement, which has to be implemented across all the diversifications of the healthcare. Reimbursement parity ensures equitability. So this policies has to be implemented where reimbursement policies may vary, leading to disparities in the coverage of the payment. The classical example of it is the per bed cost of Maharashtra would be different from per bed cost of Uttar Pradesh or per bed cost of Himachal. So this reimbursement cost may vary. The healthcare organizations navigates with complex billing structures across all the states. So understanding the state laws and payer policy, it is essential for successful reimbursement of these policies. Value-based payment models may incentivize the telehealth adaptations and reimbursement. Reimbursement parity ensures equitability payment for telehealth and in-person services. So to give a classical example, with the example which I just mentioned about the disparity of beds in Maharashtra, UP and Himachal gives access to doctors in Maharashtra to caliber or give access to doctors in Maharashtra to consult to the patients in Uttar Pradesh and Himachal. But the consulting cost of doctors in Maharashtra is different from that of doctors in Uttar Pradesh. So the cost comparison definitely clears, gets into the way of teleconsultations. Clear documentation and coding practice are not practiced in this teleconsultation. So accurate reimbursement of claims is not possible. So privacy and data security. HIPAA, IRDA plays a compliance role in crucial in protecting the patient's privacy in telehealth. So telehealth information platform must employ an encrypted or secure communication protocols, and this must be ensured to have a patient data security and storage calibrations into it. The compliance also extends its way with privacy of how the data processing and storage would happen, who should undergo a regular security measurements and assessments to identify the vulnerabilities, education on how the data privacy and security measures would be promoted in trust to the healthcare services, the consents of patients on how the teleconsultations would take place, the informed consent of the patient to understand the risk and benefit, the records as well as the control disclosures are to be documented. It has to be documented with in compliance with the privacy of the laws as well as which are measured by the state government laws. There has to be transparent communication about telehealth risk and limitation services before comparing to the telehealth services. Patient education material should be highlighted before the telehealth services is been encompassed to a patient with rights and responsibility. There has to be regular review and adaptations of the consent form to ensure the elements involved into telehealth practices are in practice. There are certain practices, practicing standards and clinical guidelines. Professional organizations establish a guideline for safe and effective telehealth. Healthcare organizations should integrate telehealth standards into policies and protocols. The adherence to the practice will ensure the quality and consistency in telehealth services across the globe. Telehealth guidelines should evolve to address emerging technologies and care delivery models. Ongoing training and education programs support the provider adherence to telehealth standards only. The clinical governance structures to promote the continuous quality should be taken into practice. Interstate compacts and reciprocation of the agreements. Some states have agreement to facilitate telehealth practice across all the borders. Interstate compacts streamlines the licensing and credentiability processes for the providers. The practitioners of South, basically from Karnataka and Kerala, are not allowed to practice in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Andhra for the credentiability part. So any medical authority practicing or giving a documentation to Maharashtra patient from Karnataka is not viable in state of law or in state of any insurance viabilities across the state. So there has to be some interstate compact streamlining licensing for credentiality of the processes of the providers. Healthcare organizations should explore opportunities for collaboration under this agreement. The participation should ensure mobility and access to telehealth services. Advocacy of efforts to expand interstate telehealth compacts should improve the access to the care. Telehealth equipments and technology requirement. Effective telehealth requires a reliable, user-friendly technology infrastructure. Interoperability with EHR and compliance with regulations are critical in telehealth. Investments in equipment, software and training is the major investment in telehealth technology. It should undergo a regular maintenance and updates to ensure a smooth functionality. It should have a user-friendly and usability testing information provided for a telehealth technology solution. The telehealth equipment should have a standard to promote interoperability and compatibility across all the platforms of the healthcare. What is the overview of telehealth technology infrastructure? Basically, video conferencing platforms, which enables the face-to-face interaction between the patients and providers, along with EHR systems, which serves as a centralized repository for the patients, with the help of telehealth device and peripheral capture vital signs and diagnostic data remotely, it would be helpful for an infrastructure to know how the secure information is being transferred from the patient, and integration of different hardware, softwares and networking systems would help into delivering the system in a smooth manner. The robust technology infrastructure enhances the access to the care and patient-provider communication. Integration of telehealth technologies with existing system. The interoperability of the standards of HL7 and FHRI facilitate the data exchange between the system. India is currently going under HL6 vertical. It is still time to adopt HL7 system into the place of IRDA. Application of the program interference enables a seamless integration with EHR and third-party application. The single-user application basically streamlines the access to the telehealth platform and other digital tools with data security. Integration of the support of continuity of the care system and coordination with interoperability. The effective integration enhances the clinical workflow and data exchange across all the multiple settings. This integration also ensures the seamless care delivery and interoperability across all the healthcare systems. The features and the functionalities of the telehealth basically is like appointment scheduling, which has to be a streamlined with booking process and improving the patient access to the care. There has to be a virtual waiting rooms, which enhances the patient privacy and minimizing the waiting time for the telehealth visit. Real-time communication features with the interactive decisions and medical history review at the same time. Monitoring and telemedicine devices, which would enable the access to the treatment part at that point of time. Virtual care and telehealth platforms, which offers diverse functions to meet the patients and providers at single point of time. Scalability and the flexibility of the telehealth technologies. Scalability solutions accommodate fluctuations in the patient's volume as well as service offering. Flexibility basically in supporting the customizations of the workflow and the patient's interactions. Adaptability of the evolving patient needs and regulatory requirement. Scalability with flexibility of how to enable the growth and expansion of virtual care programs, and how robust the telehealth technology could transform the healthcare delivery into digital age. The ongoing innovations and collaboration drives have the evolution for the telehealth technologies. There has to be a proper robust infrastructure which enhances the access to the patient's care and patient provider communication. The integration support of the continuity care or care coordination or interoperability has to be taken into care. There has to be features facilitating the virtual care delivery and engagement for the patient infrastructures. Scalability of this technology adapt to how the patient's need or regulatory requirements are. It would also enhance the delivery of patient-centric care and how to improve the patient's outcome. The investment of infrastructure are basically into innovations and how the transformation of the healthcare delivery would happen in future.